Welcome to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. I'm News Director Dan Spalding, and our guests this week are going to discuss a lot of issues with public transportation. Our main guest is Kristen Rude, General Manager of CABS, which is undergoing what might be the biggest changes CABS has ever experienced as it introduces a deviated fixed-route bus system in Kosciuszko County. Our guests this week are Kristen Rude and also two people from MACOG, Aiden McHugh and Jeremiah Cox. Welcome. If you want to just start out, each of you tell us about a little of your background and how you got into this position.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us. I'm Kristen, and I've been with Cardinal Services for going on 20 years. I started in adult services, and a little over a year and a half ago, the position at CABS came open. I've always had a heart for helping people, and the position just felt right, felt like a good place where I could impact the community and help maybe grow public transportation.
I'm Jeremiah Cox. I've been doing transit planning for the MACOG region, which serves four counties, Elkhart, South Bend, Kosciuszko, and Marshall County for the past 9 years. I was primarily focused on overseeing operations of the interurban trolley. And when we found out that CABS was looking at a deviated fixed route, we were very happy to come down and use our planning skills to help them plan the best fixed route they could for the city of Warsaw and Winona Lake.
Sounds good.
I'm Aiden McHugh. I've been with MACOG for about 18 months now. I was a Notre Dame grad and decided to kind of stick around. I like the area, love, you know, planning, helping the community. And yeah, kind of a lot of these transportation planning issues are, you know, very important to a lot of people.
The worst. Okay. Kristen, let's delve right into this. This is probably the biggest project CABS has undertaken. And CABS has traditionally been in-demand service. But that aspect will continue, but things are going to change. Tell us about this plan for a deviated fixed route bus system.
Correct, yep. So primarily, CABS is an on-demand service. That's the majority of our services. This idea came to fruition through a couple things. NDOT, which is our grantor, had mentioned on our last review with them that the city of Warsaw, the populace, is getting there where a route like this could be supported, and they really encouraged us to look into it. Strategically, CABS has had a goal to grow and to better support public transportation needs in the area. And so we saw this route as a way that we could hopefully help expand our services and better meet the needs of transportation in both Warsaw and Winona Lake through alleviating some of that on-demand service and allowing the fixed route to pick up more people. And then hopefully the goal is that on-demand service then will be more available for the more rural areas of the county and better serve people through on-demand in those smaller communities.
So how long has this been considered?
Our last NDOT review was in the fall of 2023, which was when the idea was posed. Coming into the position, I knew that this was something we wanted to work on. And last summer, I had reached out to MACOG as our transit planning and asked if they'd be interested in helping us. And as Jeremiah said, they were on board and they've been instrumental in helping the planning. So we've been working for a little over a year on this project, planning out the stops and really looking at the details to make sure the stops are going to be well, hopefully well used and serve the public well.
And if you could, Aiden, just give us an idea of your perspective on why this community needs a fixed route system.
Yeah, so kind of starting with the on-demand service, one of the many different types of bus service a lot of different places have, usually in rural areas where the population isn't super dense. You have on-demand, which, you know, you call up the bus, it picks you up where you are, takes you exactly where you need to go, which is great, you know, super convenient for a lot of people, but it's not super efficient, right? Since you're taking individual trips for most people, yes, sometimes you'll have overlap, but for the most part, you're putting a lot of extra miles on the bus, you're using a lot of extra driver hours for, you know, not necessarily as many trips. So while it works great in more rural areas, when it starts to get more dense, it starts to become kind of a little bit less efficient.
So how much of a change could you experience, could you envision here?
I mean, a majority of CABS rides do come within the Warsaw area. I mean, we don't necessarily know exactly how many people will want to or be able to switch to the new route, but if we can, you know, get a lot of those folks to jump on board with this deviated fixed route, start using that in place of the on-demand service, we're hoping to free up a lot of extra capacity on the other buses for to better serve the rest of the county.
Oh, really? So it's a dual benefit to a certain degree, possibly?
Yep. So it'll be, you know, free up that service for the on-demand for the rest of the county, and it'll hopefully be a more convenient, you know, easy service for people in the Warsaw area, right? For on-demand, you need to call ahead. You need to kind of know your schedule in advance. Hey, I need the bus at this time next week. With the deviated fixed route, you don't really have to worry about any of that planning ahead, right? If you wait at any of those fixed stops, you know when the bus is going to be there. It's a predetermined schedule. You can decide 5 minutes before the bus gets there that you want to go to the store and just hop on. It doesn't require any of that planning, which can be helpful for a lot of people that, you know, might not know their schedules 2-3 weeks out.
Okay. Kristen, how has the feedback been since this was first proposed?
Overall, the feedback has been very positive, both from the community, from the city of Warsaw, the town of Winona Lake, different stakeholders we've spoken to. Everybody's been very excited for this route, and CAPS is just really excited to be able to offer it as an opportunity for the community.
And how many different groups have been involved? I think the city has obviously been involved, the county, MACOG, mm-hmm. CABS. Are you getting other input?
The county commissioners are also involved. So CABS is actually owned by the county commissioners and operated by Cardinal Services. So the commissioners are heavily involved as far as decision making. So they've been involved in some of the planning, not heavily in the planning, but in the approvals. And then we also have the Kosciuszko Transportation Advisory Committee, which meets quarterly, that have been involved in providing some feedback and helping to offer, you know, input and guidance.
Are you sensing a strong demand for this?
I think that it's going to be, I'm hoping it'll be well received, and I think it's going to be an education piece with the public. It's a completely different service than anything that we have offered, and so once the public understands what it is and how to use it, I really hope that it will be well received.
You're listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. This week we're talking with public transportation experts, and mainly Kristen Rude with CABS. Kristen, let's just look at the basics of the new fixed route deviated transportation system. Mm-hmm. It's called the Lake City Loop. When will it begin service?
We are launching September 8th, and services will run Monday through Friday. The hours of the new route will be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
This is weekdays, and the one route, how long will it take to encompass an entire route if you happen to sit there and enjoy the ride?
Yeah, it'll run on an hour loop, so it'll be around to each stop every hour.
And what's the cost?
It's $1 per boarding and 50 cents per deviation. CABS is also offering a $20 unlimited bus pass for a calendar month, so that would cover any of the fixed stops. You could ride as many times as you want within a calendar month for $20.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of a big change, there'll be bus stops, obviously, since there's a fixed route system. How is that going?
It's going really well. We've worked with the City of Warsaw and the Town of Winona Lake. The City of Warsaw actually installed the majority of our signs yesterday, Monday the 25th. So if you're out and about, you'll see those signs up. And the reception has been very positive.
And another interesting aspect of the new fixed routes is the availability of bike racks on the buses themselves. Tell us about that.
Yep, each of our buses that are on this route, which we'll have one bus running it per day, but we do have a backup bus assigned, and each of those buses is equipped with a two-bike rack on the front of the bus. So we have the capacity to transport two bikes. It will be up to the passenger to load and unload those bikes, but the driver will be available for some verbal instruction if needed.
Okay. And let's talk now, I think it's an important aspect, the deviated bus route system concept. Mm-hmm. Explain that. Give us an idea how that works.
Yeah, so the fixed stops every hour will loop around. We'll be at each of those stops at a certain point in time. The deviation portion comes in where we can deviate up to a quarter mile once per hour to pick up passengers who may not be able to make it to one of those fixed stops for whatever reason. That's the only part of this route that is pre-scheduled. passengers do need to call in to schedule a deviation, so that way the driver is aware they need to go pick up that person. So that portion still functions a little like our on-demand service, where we would come to someone's front door if they're within our deviation zone. But we can also deviate to businesses or other places within that deviation zone.
And how big of an investment is this for cabs?
Cabs is really looking to operate this as fiscally responsible as possible. We're working it into our current operation budget and have been working with local grantors and things to help support the financial capacities of this route.
And how has ridership been in recent years? Can you give us a feel for how CAPS has operated in recent years? And is there a lot riding on this new system?
Absolutely. So pre-COVID, we were running around 60,000 rides per year. COVID, public transit, and most things COVID really affected. And so we're still bouncing back on our on-demand service from those pre-COVID numbers, but we're running about 43,000 rides a year right now on our on-demand service. I wouldn't say a lot is riding on this route as far as ridership goes, other than just really the need to meet the public demand and really looking for a more effective way to meet the people's needs in the community.
And so who might be attracted to this kind of service? Obviously, many could, but who do you see as a prevalent customers of this fixed bus route?
This fixed bus route, we are hoping, will serve anyone and everyone in the community. It can really help those who might have barriers to transportation. Maybe it'll help the college students. Grace College is a stop on the route, so we're really hoping to cater towards their needs and serve them also. Anyone who has those transportation or socioeconomical barriers to transportation, we really want to get out there and help them meet their needs in the community.
Okay. If you want to take a deep dive and maybe describe in depth the route, maybe start at wherever you want to. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start at the top of the hour. Each hour, our route will start at the Warsaw Library, and it will then go on up 15. We'll have a stop at Detroit and Arthur Street, and then on up at Detroit and Anchorage. It will continue up to Walmart, and then over to Husky and I think it's now Sprucedale apartment complex. We are rolling out on a detoured route. Once Husky Trail opens, we do have a couple additional stops we'd like to implement, but with that detour, we're not able to within the time constraints. Yeah. From that Husky and Canterbury stop, we'll circle up to North Point and Mariner near that stop sign by Parkview and the Y and CCS, Combined Community Services. And then on up by Martin's Supermarket. It's not at the supermarket. It's actually on Husky Trail there, that stop. It's incorporated Lutheran Hospital. And then we circle over to Lincoln School. That stop is at the corner of Clark and Lincoln Street, I believe. And Kroger Center in Argonne. That's by Walgreens. We'll service the Village of Winona, Grace College, back to cabs. And then we have a stop at Winona and Scott Street, Buffalo and Market, and then we circle back up to the library. So it's 16 stops in total.
A lot of high traffic areas. Which ones do you think will be the most popular? I would guess, I'll say Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on our current on-demand services, Walmart and Kroger's are two very high populous stops that we do. So I look for those stops to be very frequented. But I also hope some of the stops there, that one by Lincoln School on down to the downtown areas, hoping those will service some of the apartment complexes and residential areas to help increase access.
And I think originally you looked at a Warsaw route and maybe an eastern route that would kind of focus on Winona Lake, but in the end you kind of merged the two. And I think the Winona Lake segment will be really popular for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. We definitely wanted to include Winona Lake, and I'm hopeful that the reception there will be positive. there is definitely some needs in that area for access, and both the college, the mobile home park over there, hopefully we'll be able to incorporate some of them with this route.
You're listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. I'm Dan Spaulding, and our discussion continues, public transportation. Kristen Rood, we've been talking about the new deviated public transportation route that will encompass Warsaw and Winona Lake. Cardinal has had a very close relationship with cabs mm-hmm. over the years. And I know Cardinal is excited about this. I don't know how much they will use the regular route system. What are your thoughts on that?
And absolutely. Cardinal's very supportive. Cardinal operates cabs and very supportive of the implementation of this deviated fixed route. And we look for this route to be able to help support services, maybe our employment services, individuals who are out looking for a job. They have an employment specialist, but they have barriers to employment. They can't get to and from work. This route could help with that capacity. Also, our opportunity labs that we're growing at Cardinal's facility, it could help get people to and from Cardinal to be able to experience those opportunity labs. So I think there's lots of ways that this route could not only benefit the public, but could also service individuals who need access to employment or opportunities.
Okay. And also the employment program, and health clinic could also benefit. Tell us about that.
Like I had said, the employment services, it's individuals in the community who are looking for a job and they have an employment specialist. A lot of times transportation becomes a barrier for individuals looking for employment. And so this route could help get individuals to and from work. And then that employment specialist goes to that employment site and supports them with the employment. The health clinic, and then our opportunity lab, just bringing people to the site to be able to experience those services.
Good. Aiden and Jeremiah, if you could give us an idea, I imagine there's numerous organizations like CABS. Have you seen many of those organizations move to a similar fixed route system? Is this rare?
They're the first I know of in our region, but this is a very common kind of on a kind of more national transit planning level. Basically, when deviated fixed routes get too crowded, you really can't officially serve them. A great way to think about this is for a deviated fixed route where the bus is constantly going to different destinations, cost goes up every time you get a new rider versus a bus on a fixed loop. If that bus is already coming, the more people you get on that bus, assuming it doesn't get full, the cheaper it is to provide that ride per rider.
And obviously, this is the traditional bus system. And if I can just off the cuff ask, how confident are you that this concept will be embraced in Kosciuszko County?
We feel like it will really be embraced. We've had really amazing community support from various elected officials, in particularly those that are already on the MACOG board and know about our planning work in Elkhart and South Bend. For example, the mayor of Warsaw is super excited that this is coming to town. He's expressed that to me personally a number of times.
And Kristen, is there a special marketing effort to get this concept out there?
Yeah, CABS is working with Cardinal Services marketing team, getting out on the radio, press releases, sharing information online on our website, our CABS Facebook page. So definitely trying to get the word out. I am more than willing also to go out to places. I know I plan to reach out to Fellowship Mission and other local not-for-profits. If there's places that could benefit from some education on the route and how to use it, I'm more than willing to go out and talk to people personally also.
We got a few minutes left. I want to talk about major transportation issues, but summarize one more time. When does this start and how do you learn more about it?
Yeah, the route starts September 8th. And to learn more about it, you can go to our website, which is cabsbus.com, or our Facebook page. And we're really excited to be able to serve the community.
Any big kickoffs, celebrations, ribbon cuttings, anything like that?
We will be having a ribbon cutting on September 29th at 10 a.m. at the CABS facility.
Okay. Aiden and Jeremiah, let's talk a little more about MACOG. And I'm just curious, electric vehicles are a big deal. Kind of controversial. Some communities like them. Some are a little cold about it. Warsaw is an interesting situation in the fact that Slate Auto, an electric vehicle company, is going to begin manufacturing vehicles in this town. And Warsaw is conservative. I know that there's two electric powering stations in downtown Warsaw, and there's been strong strides to really get the ball rolling. It is a little political. There's pros, there's cons. How's it going, Jeremiah, in this regard?
So at MACOG, we've really been working for the past, gosh, almost a decade, really. Our main goal is just getting those primarily federal grant dollars into our four counties to help install electric vehicle chargers and other infrastructure.
How do you feel? You're making inroads in that direction, or is it slow?
It has its ups and downs. I think that's the best way to say that. I mean, just depending upon kind of where our federal partners are. But like, you know, our goal is just to get as many of those federal dollars into our region as we can for transportation, including electric vehicle charging.
Do most towns have multiple electric vehicle charging stations at this point, community-based?
We're trying to. I think most of them do.
Okay. You've been listening to In the Know, presented by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. If you have questions, comments, or story ideas, email me at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. I'm Dan Spalding. Have a good weekend.